This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to Hour 2, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We just had a phone call from California, Lena, and she was talking about what was going on. And one of the things that stood out to me was the fact that, you know, we didn't hire or choose Donald Trump to, you know, basically teach Sunday school. Well, the fact of the matter is, keep in mind, he claimed now that he's a Christian, but he's never had a reason to repent. How that works is contradiction, and it contradicts the scriptures every step of the way. The message of the kingdom of God is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. But aside of that, I hear these people, and I hear people all across the country, and I'm not dropping the hammer on anybody here, but they make up these excuses for what they've got now. And what they're saying over and over and over again is, okay, well, you know what, we didn't choose him to lead up Sunday school. I've heard this from people that should know better. I have. And again, I'm not smacking anybody down on this one. I'm just trying to educate you just a little bit. When you go back to the Delaware Constitution, requirements for men into office to serve before they could serve we the people, by the way, they still do this today across the country, because you see the President of the United States swear with his hand on the Bible that he will uphold that Constitution. Now, also keep in mind, when George Washington set the tradition, the first President of the United States, he had his hand, I don't know if you know this or not, on the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28, the blessings and the cursings. And what's happening in this country is America is now under the judgments and the curses of God, because they have left off the first thing that it tells us in Deuteronomy 28 is to hearken diligently unto the commands of the Lord thy God. See, they want to leave that up to the person they call the new President of the United States rather than take responsibility. And that's not going to fare well with anybody. And I heard it over and over this last week. Oh, first time I could sleep. First time I could go to sleep at night. Oh, now I can rest. Yep. And that was my fear, is if Donald got in there, America would go back to sleep again. Who do you think would actually promulgate that or advocate that? To put the people back to sleep. Who would do something like that? See, because if Hillary stayed in office, America would be on, it continuously with its eyes open like that of the Gadsden flag, coiled up to respond, at least in word, in this country rather than deed, of course. Because they fail to understand that faith without works is dead. You know, I told my wife this morning, and I'll tell you again. I know everybody's making this out to be Donald Trump, but he's already contradicted himself four times in less than 7 days, America. Majorly. And it's interesting how everybody's making this about Donald Trump. Who's saying that I'm just talking about Donald Trump? I'm telling you that you should be holding his feet to the fire the same way that you should have been holding Barack Hussein Obama's feet to the fire, and Hillary Clinton's feet to the fire, and George Bush's feet to the fire. This is applicable to everybody that serves we the people. But people's, their feelings get hurt because their gods have been attacked. And their gods are, we have no king but King Trump. And that's their problem. And keep in mind, these are the same people and the same mentality that crucified the Christ. Like it or not, it's a fact. If you want to challenge that, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. The Delaware constitutional requirements for men in office: I do profess faith in God, the Father, and in His Son, Jesus Christ, and in the Holy Ghost, blessed forevermore. Pennsylvania's constitution, I do believe in one God, the creator and governor of the universe, the rewarder of the good and the punisher of the wicked. Massachusetts' constitution is along the same lines. Here's North Carolina's constitution, before serving we the people. No person who shall deny the being of God or the truth of the Christian religion or the divine authority, whether old or new, it said whether, old English, of the Old or New Testaments, or who shall hold religious principles, Christian, under the umbrella of the Christian faith, principles incompatible with the freedom and safety of the state, shall be incapable of holding any office or place or trust or profit in the civil department within the state. And folks, it goes on and on. Every preamble in the United States of America starts out acknowledging God. And I'm offended that there's people out there that's saying that, well, we're not asking the President of the United States to teach Sunday school. Well, I mean, that's the least thing they could teach, friends, if they're Christians. And why wouldn't they want to? Our conversation becometh the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're written epistles for all men to read. The letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life. I mean, most people in this country, 78% that profess their Christianity, couldn't teach you a thing about what the Bible says. But they can tell you everything going on in sports or in politics, can't they? And furthermore, let me go back and make one more point. We had a representative, friend, Roscoe Bartlett, out of Maryland, I believe. We spent some time with him. He went on the federal floor. He's always got the Declaration and the Constitution of the United States in his pocket. He made some constitutional points concerning some of the illegal policies that were being passed against we the people, thousands every week, friends. And the court recorder, when he was walking out, asked him the question as to, can I ask you a question, sir? And he said, what's that? She said, where were you quoting that from? They are constitutionally illiterate. And keep in mind, friends, as I was talking about during the first and second and third segment, these are the people telling you you're a democracy. It means they want to rule the roost. They don't want to be ruled by law, and they're on a plateau thinking that they are the demigods because the American people have let them do so. That's why they're doing the things that they're doing. As I always say, friends, they're only doing what you let them get away with. Now, just to highlight that and answer that, I also want to make one more point. Lena, I don't know what context you were putting lines between church and state in, but you do know that Thomas Jefferson was the father of religion. If you go to Monticello, I've been there several times, and if you look at his headstone, that's what it says, the father of religion. The Christian religion. He said he was of the real sort. I know you have been told by the revisionists that he was a deist. I know you've been told by the revisionists that he didn't really believe in God. Yep, we know all that. 25 of the 56 signers, friends, had seminary degrees, for those that didn't know. The least religious signer was Thomas Paine. He was over in France rebuking scientists who were attempting to take praise unto themselves that belonged to God. Science is the study of creation. Yet scientists want to move God out of the way and take praise. Yep. That's what dictators do. Read Isaiah 14 when you get a moment. Do keep in mind, Thomas Jefferson was also the one that was the president, the third president of the United States of America, just to set this record straight, who said there's an erected wall barring the government from what it's doing today. And if you want to know why the likes of the ACLU are attacking Christians and opening the door for your enemies, keep in mind you allowed the ACLU, who is a communist organization. Roger Baldwin said, the founder, the end of the ACLU is communist. You have allowed communists to infiltrate your country to the point where they attack anybody at will. In America, you've let them. Thomas Jefferson was the president of the public schools as well, and the two books that were made mandatory in public schools in Washington, D.C. were, guess what, friends? The Bible and Watts Hymnals. The Bible and Watts Hymnals. We need to get this straight. 1-866-582-9933. We are on air today, contending for the faith. 1-866-582-9933.
Did you know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? and the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Folks, real quick, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. For those that want to know why Bradley Dean from the sonsofliberty.com keeps talking about contending for the faith, well, I want to tell all you Christians something. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, liberation from sin, because we know Jesus came into the world to deliver men from sin, not to use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh, Galatians 5, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith. Earnestly contend for the faith, which was once delivered unto the saints. Why? Because there are certain men crept in unawares, who before of old ordained to this condemnation ungodly men, turning the grace of God into lasciviousness. They call themselves Christians, but they don't live accordingly. Matthew 6 or 7:16. They turn the grace of God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. A lot of people out there talking about how they're Christians, folks. But when it comes down, the rubber meets the road. I'll tell you what, you want to know who their gods are? Just go ahead and expose their favorite politician and you will find out who their gods are really quick. Really quick. And this is not an exaggeration in any sense of the word. When I had brought up, and I'm sure most of you have heard this, and I don't have time to do it today, but you can go ahead and download the podcast. Over the last week, we played all the audios. But when I highlighted the fact that none other than Donald Trump, who was the one on the campaign trail that said of Hillary Clinton, to Hillary Clinton, he was going to bring forth a special prosecutor, okay, to basically have her thrown in jail concerning her emails. That's all the further he was willing to go. He wasn't willing to talk about treason and murder and drug dealing and adultery and all this other stuff. He just had to keep it surface, friends. Well, we were seeing what he really meant right after he became the President of the United States of America, elect, of course. He'll be inaugurated on January 20th, friends. We all know that. But the bottom line was, is the first thing that he said after his victory speech is that we Americans owe Hillary Clinton a gratitude, folks, a debt of gratitude for her service to our country. The first thing that came out of his mouth. Cast it right into the teeth of the people. Then what he did is he met with Barack Hussein Obama. And I know that this just bends some of you out of shape, but you know what? It's my job to tell you your faults, your errors. If I don't preach against sin, it means I'm guilty of it. And I don't want to fall into the lot of those hypocrites, because do you fail to remember what Exodus 20, the third commandment is? Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. You better practice what you preach. For the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. That's what Scripture says, and I don't want to be guilty of doing that. And that's why I ask for more grace to keep his commandments better, because I've hid thy word in my heart that I might not sin against him. And I am being perfected on a daily basis. Am I perfect? Nope. But I'm not the standard. Jesus Christ is. And it's interesting how defensive people got when I highlighted the fact that Barack Hussein Obama, after playing the audio of how Donald Trump was praising Barack Hussein Obama, I played the audio as well, where he said that Barack is a very, very good man. It's exactly verbatim what he said. And what I did, and I've shared with you before, friends, the left is the fruit of the right. There should be no left and right. We should all be right. But I shared that with you, the audio. And now yesterday, now the conservatives finally are beginning to say, wait a second, this guy's running to the center of the room faster than a kid with an Oreo in his hands. In other words, he's starting to flip-flop on Obamacare now. Weren't these the points, friends, that he ran off of to get himself elected? Wasn't this the guy that said he wanted to bring forth the rule of law? And he's praising the worst president in the history of America. Oh, Bradley, this is way too premature. No. My objective is this, and it applies to, listen carefully, not just Donald Trump. It applies to every individual that serves we, the people. And those law-abiding individuals, police officers, civil government, representatives, congressmen, senators, judges, they all agree with me if they're good guys and good girls. So why would you be angry with me? Let me take a guess. Those that forsake the way believe that correction is grievous. Exactly right. Read Proverbs 1, because there's your end to those that will not take the reproof of the Lord. And keep in mind as well, in the New Testament, in the book of Timothy, it tells us that all Scripture is given by God for the inspiration, for doctrine, friends. It's given by the inspiration of God for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and instructions in righteousness. And I got to tell you this. This is a part of my testimony. When I first got saved 20 years ago, I thought that I was going to go into a perfect world when I got into the church. But like that of Jesus and what Scripture teaches us, little did I know I was going into the snake pit. And then and only then did I understand the hypocrisy and the people that are responsible for what's wrong with this country in the first place. Then and there. And now I understand why the prophets were the ones to go to the priests and to the kings. They were called to go and bring forth the message of the Lord to them and give the law and say, you better repent for what you're doing, both to the church and to the government, the kings. We don't have kings here. And guess who rejects the truth and the word of the Lord more than them? Nobody. But they all profess to be gods. He that saith he know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient and unto every good work. They're reprobates. Now on a positive, he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. We keep our eyes fixed on him. And if we keep our singleness of our eye fixed on him, then guess what? We're going to stay closest to him. But if we don't, our hypocrisy is going to be showed forth, and guess what? We're going to fall into the pit that we ourselves dig, and I don't want that to happen. So going back to my point, it's not just Donald Trump, but here is my point. If the average professed Christian in this country would preach and stand for the gospel of Jesus Christ the way that they do their favorite politician, everybody in this country would be saved, practically. They know everything about politics. They know the games. They know how to complain about everything. They know how to magnify the crimes of their favorite politician, but they don't know how to magnify God's law, do they? No. And that's what Jesus came in to magnify and establish. And we're saved by grace through faith. Through what? He's a preacher of circumcision, a preacher of the law. Read the New Testament. You know what the law says. You know what the law says. You know what the law says. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not lie. Thou shalt honor your father and your mother. Thou shalt not steal. How many times? Well, Jesus is a preacher of the circumcision. Read Romans 5:8 or 15:8. Forgive me. But again, I'll tell you what, they would rather have Aaron than they would Moses because they want their favorite candidate that looks just like them because some reason or another they think that they're justified. And that's how they can go to sleep. I want to tell all you in this country right now that are at ease because now your man, cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. I want to tell you something. I want you to listen to me carefully. I want you to tell all the people on the front lines, like the guy that you're listening to right now, that has nothing but a basket full of fruit to show you in the thousands over the last 20 years, what's it like to go to sleep? We're to redeem the time, for the days are evil. And boy, let me tell you what, if you want to go ahead and fall for what's going on in this country right now, that everybody is going one direction, you might want to stop and say, what's wrong? Because you got a whole lot of dumb folks in this country that went back to sleep by design. By design. I shared with my wife just today. I said, honey, you got to keep in mind there was 15 candidates. How do you know who Donald Trump is? How do you know who Hillary Clinton is? How do you know who Paul Ryan is? Barack Hussein Obama, Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid? Because the media gives them all the attention that they need. What if they didn't give them the attention? By the way, the CIA controls the media. If they didn't want him there, they wouldn't have gave him the attention to be there. Or any other candidate, America. What about the 13 other candidates? How come you didn't hear about them? And then I had some foolish individual say to me, Bradley, you know, that's a great way to occupy by not voting. Who said I didn't vote? I voted. I voted across the boards. And I voted according to what the Constitution and Scripture, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. That's what I voted according to, the Word of God. Not according to my favorite pastor, my favorite preacher, my favorite priest or the Pope, or my favorite politician. Nope. I judge them according to what the Word of God said. And if their record shows that they keep their word, that's the guy we voted for. We got Rod calling from Michigan. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
Hey, Brad. How are you, brother?
Oh, you know what? We got a break. Rod, hold over one moment. I'm going to pull you up right on the other side of this break. Sure. Folks, you got Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. 76 promises of Donald Trump. Be right back.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. We got a call coming in from Michigan. Rod, thank you for holding over, my friend. How are you?
Hey, brother, I'm doing great. I won't hold you long. I know your program's about done. Another excellent one. I want to thank you and Stephanie and the kids very much for that, brother.
Okay.
hey, you're right. Deuteronomy 17:15. We're only put a brother in office. Why do people compromise the truth? I've heard radio talk show shows, don't give them names, on GCN, saying we need to smack the Christians alongside their head if they didn't vote for Trump.
Yeah.
What a joy it is to have you. But Paul, he exposes the wickedness. How can you vote for the lesser of two evils, Bradley? I just don't get it.
Well, it's unscriptural, and to settle for the lesser of two evils is exactly what you're dealing with. But to go, take it a step further, the thing that I would lay to the candor of the people in this country is why, if they didn't want you to know who Donald Trump was, or Hillary Clinton, or any other presidential candidate, they would just take the cameras away from them. Like over this last cycle, there was 15 other people that they could have chose from, but they didn't want those two as the option. So either Donald Trump wins or Hillary Clinton wins, they win. The establishment that they complain about, they don't seem to understand the definition of insanity. Insanity is doing the same things over and over and over again, getting caught up into the same game and getting the same results. That's the definition of insanity, America, and that's exactly what you're going to deal with over the next 4 to 8 years.
Yeah, for the last 75 years, we've been voting and compromising. So, Al, we have to do something. Well, the only reason we got where we are is because we keep choosing the lesser of two evils. Brother, I could go on and on for that, but you're doing a good job. You don't need me. I want to
hey,
thank
Rod,
you
do
again,
me a
buddy.
Favor. Yeah, will you do sure. me a favor? Because I've been waiting for this for about 15 years. These people that take shots at professed Christians that, for the most part, don't know what they're talking about through experience, I wish these guys would call in on my radio show and confront me with their factual or what they'd like to substantiate on their broken ground in their little wooden blunt swords. If they want to go ahead and take shots, let them take shots, but at least put yourself in a position where someone can talk back.
Absolutely.
And that's what they don't
no.
do.
No.
So
no, they don't.
We're
they,
open
they
for
hide
it.
Under the, they're hiding under the skirts, yeah. Brad. You're
that's
doing a good
exactly
job,
right.
brother. And keep doing what you're doing.
I appreciate it. And by the way, just to let you know, Rod, just to show you how you are tracking, I have Deuteronomy 17 pulled up. But for the sake of time and keeping my word, before the weekend is up, I'm going to get to the 76 promises of Donald Trump. But, folks, the point Rod was making is read Deuteronomy 17:15. That is a prerequisite for those that serve we the people in any prospective country. If not, you're going to eat the fruit of their ways. And, again, friends, remember what our forefathers said. Either it's God or it's going to be tyrants. Either it's the word of God or it's going to be the bayonet. Which one do you want? The 76 promises of Donald Trump on his campaign promises. By the way, this is laid out as a mockery concerning what's going on here. And number one, one of the first promises made was he was going to build a wall along the southern border. I hope he does. And I want to tell you something too, America. When these representatives uphold the law, I will be the first one to stand behind them and help them hold their arms up in servitude towards we the people. I want you to know that. I'll be the first one to stand behind him and say, all right, good job, boy. That a boy. You kept your word. It's called integrity. Number two of the 76 promises made by Donald Trump. Make Mexico pay for the wall. Well, they should. Number three, one of the 76 promises made by Donald Trump. If I become president, we're all going to be saying Merry Christmas again. You know what? Shame on you that have failed to say Merry Christmas, because you fail to remember if it wasn't for Christ in Christmas, you wouldn't have this country that God has blessed so greatly in the first place. So shame on you. P.S. posted script, I've always said Merry Christmas, and I will always say Merry Christmas. And if it offends you in January, or if it offends you in July, let me know so I can remind you to have a Merry Christmas. Number four, get rid of Common Core. Of course. Of course. Federal government has no business in the educational system. They are violating Article 10 of the Bill of Rights. That is left up to the states and the people of those states, not federal government, who is a creature of the state, not the other way around. Number five, concerning the promises, 76 promises given to you by none other than Donald Trump. The Environmental Protection Agency must also disappear. Amen. 33,000 scientists are standing up now, and they are suing the likes of those that advocate the big, big lie of climate change and other fabrications, friends. Okay? Concerning Al Gore, so on and so forth. Number six, get rid of Obamacare and replace it with something terrific. America? This is the same thing Romney did. For those that did not know, Obamacare was originally called RomneyCare. It was implemented in to Massachusetts. And when the debate was going on and the game was going on, the dog and pony show, the American people fell for Romney as well. Mr. Barack Hussein Obama failed to confront the likes of Romney for being the architect of Obamacare along with Jonathan Goober. Just saying. Obamacare is a violation of Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution. Who gave them the authority to implement something that is unconstitutional? It's not given unto them by us. Who delegated it to them, friends? The UN. Friends, who delegated it to them? Not us, friends. Therefore, it's null and void, and it makes those that implement something that's called Obamacare unconstitutional, unlaw, it makes them the outlaw, and you need to deal with them by being the law. Number seven, knock down the regulatory walls between states for health insurance. Hey, America, right on. Since when is it the government's job to force people to buy health care? Can somebody show me that? 1-866-582-9933. Number 8 of the 76 promises by Donald Trump to the American people. Rebuild the country aging, the country's aging infrastructure. Cool. That's right. That's what our tax dollars go for in many different ways and facets. Number 9, save Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security without cutting benefits. Wait a second. Where does government have the authority to implement or to play the mediator on Medicare or Medicaid or Social Security? They don't. America, where are they deriving this authority? From the ignorance of the American people. The Lord said in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. It's time for you to go back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16. What did the people say? We will not have it so. And what did they do? They ate the fruit of their own ways, didn't they? Number 10, one of the 76 promises given to you by none other than Donald Trump. Defund Planned Parenthood. I've went off on this so many times, I'm just going to go to this real quick. You have a Senate that refused to defund Planned Parenthood even after being busted, busting Planned Parenthood, dissecting baby parts, and selling baby parts on their website. These are the people that you are entrusting with your government. And you go to sleep at night, God hates hands that shed innocent blood, friends. Those that war against God never prosper. They only eat the fruit of their own ways. And let me say this, he who spitteth against heaven shall surely fall on his own back. Defund Planned Parenthood? Absolutely. And incriminate, folks, every single one of these, indict them and charge them. Every single one of them that has advocated the murder of the innocent. You heard me right. Let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream into the camps of our enemies, Lord. Number 11, I will take care of women, said Donald Trump. Wow. That sounds like someone that's going a little beyond the call of duty. When has it been his business to take care of women? That's a little weird, America. Number 12, frequently use the term radical Islam terrorism. No, send the message through our military that we will not tolerate the crimes of these radical Islamist terrorists inside or outside of this country in any sense of the word. So far as it concerns the United States of America. Number 13, one of the 76 promises given by none other than Donald Trump. Temporarily ban most foreign Muslims from entering the United States. Hey, folks, they're afforded asylum here according to law, not lawlessness. They're to assimilate. If they are not here to subject themselves to the same laws that we subject ourselves to, see ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. And that's why you have many of them today that are worried about being deported. Number 14, bar Syrian refugees from entering the country and kick out any who are already living here. Of course, they're only here for one purpose, friends. Look to Barack. 15, heavily surveil mosques in the United States of America. No. Folks, not heavily surveil them. See the constitutionality of mosques. Religion to our forefathers was a word used in law. And religion is under the umbrella of the Christian faith, which is 300-1 concerning any other faith in the United States of America. Oh, how foolish you are, America. Oh, it's freedom of religion. They can come in here and go ahead and try to implement Sharia law. It's freedom of religion. That's what you're saying, regardless if you know it or not. Oh, you know, those foreigners coming over here calling themselves Hare Krishna, they want to implement some, you know, one of their million gods. They want to go ahead and, hey, folks, listen. Let's listen carefully. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. When we do that, we're going to be okay. We have one name under heaven whereby men might be saved. His name is Jesus, like it or not. And you're going to kneel to him before, like it or not, because it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. And I want to tell you, the man that's ready for judgment day is the man that longs to be free from his offense towards God. Amen. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Number 16, create a database of Syrian refugees. We don't need to create a database. I mean, folks, since September 11th, there's 44 bureaucracies that have been created to work against, hey, folks, constitutionalists, Christians, and the like. They're not working against folks, Syrian refugees. I mean, we know who our enemies are. Keep the American people armed. We're not going to have a problem with them. Rest assured. Talking about the 76 promises given to you by Donald Trump before he became the president of the United States. He's already taken 4 strikes, folks. Usually in 3 strikes he's out, but not in America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is columnist and author Eric Rush, and I am honored to support our friend Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio. Bradley is one of the most passionate patriots I know, and he's got a better handle on the diabolical forces marshaled against America than anybody on the radio. Listen and support Bradley and Sons of Liberty as they carry the unapologetic and uncompromising message of faith and fidelity to God and country.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks, talking about the 76 promises given to you by Donald Trump. We are on number 17. Never take a vacation while serving as president. That's honorable, folks. That's cool. Let's see if he holds to it, okay? That is really cool. Number 18 is prosecute Hillary Clinton. Not tell the American people after he wins the presidency of the United States of America to go ahead and praise Hillary Clinton, the criminal herself, because we are indebted to Hillary Clinton for her service to our country. Okay? This took people back, friends. By the way, people are angry about this. Number 19, make medical marijuana widely available to patients and allow states to decide if they want to fully legalize pot or not. Well, let me ask you a question, friends. Well, most politicians are busy tearing away at the laws. Why are they there in the first place? Have you ever asked yourself that question? Well, Bradley, you know, it's God created it. Well, he created rocks, too, but do you smoke those? Come on, let's think for a moment, shall we? Number 20 of the 76 promises by none other than Donald Trump to the American people: stop spending money on space exploration until the United States can fix its potholes. Well, friends, for those that have, or for those that believe that we've gone to the moon, because there's about half and half of the population that believe that we haven't, and that there's half of the population that believe that we have. Just think about the money that has been spent, the billions and billions and billions of dollars that have been allocated by you on your backs to NASA. Where's all that money going to? Just got to ask yourself the question. Go ahead and fill that question mark. 1-866-582-9933. 21, pick Supreme Court justices who are really great legal scholars. That's good, too. That's admirable. Friends, I want to tell you something. You don't have to wait for Donald Trump to actually implement or enforce the laws against those that don't sit during good behavior. It is your duty and your obligation to remove, regardless if it's the Supreme Court, a congressman, or a senator, or a representative, it is your duty and obligation to impeach them and then indict them. If you look at Article 3, Section 1 of the Constitution, judges sit during good behavior. They don't have a right to violate the law. Their purpose is to discover and apply law, not to violate it. Okay? Number 22, ensure that Iowa continues to host the nation's first presidential nominating contest. Okay, cool. Number 23, strengthen the military. Of course. For those that don't know, Barack Hussein Obama is stripping your defenses down on a daily basis. He is interjecting sodomites to weaken your military, and he's also trying and attempting to put women into positions where they have no business being, because they're not created to do some of the things that they want them to do. And most women that are women will agree with me. But strengthen the military so that it's so big and so strong and so great that nobody's going to mess with us. Of course, and our strength will speak for itself. We don't need to go out and boast about it. Our strength is found in our God, too, by the way, not in Egypt. Go ahead and read Isaiah 30. Number 24 of the 76 promises given to you by Donald Trump: be unpredictable. Okay? Yep. Have a big stick, but walk softly. Okay, that's what Roosevelt said. Number 25, allow Russia to deal with the Islamic State in Syria. Yeah, and folks, find out who the Islamic State is, because we know who they are. We know that foreigners are funding ISIS, and we also know orders are coming from the White House. If you haven't figured that much out yet, why don't you go ahead and open your eyes? Number 26, bomb ISIS. Yep, going to have to commit suicide concerning a lot of those that have willfully funded them within our government, though, huh, friends? And we just found out last week that the same money going to ISIS is the same money going to Hillary Clinton. Of course. Of course it is. And, folks, there's much evidence out there that Barack Hussein Obama is signing off and, as well, also funding these jokers. Well, then who would be responsible for it? Again, open your eyes. Number 27, target and kill the relatives of terrorists. That's Donald Trump. He can do what he wills, but he's going to have to answer for it before God. And he better make sure that he gets the right ones, right? And that's his deal. And again, that's going to be held to him, and he's going to be accountable for what he does there. I don't know enough of the topic to actually go green light or red light on that, but I do understand what he's saying, but I also understand the other side as well. So until I get more information on that, I'm going to hold my peace. 28, shut down parts of the internet. No, folks, what we're finding today, just to show you, let me see if I can make this point clearly. We found out that just today, again, and we highlighted this some time back, what happens is you have bureaucracies that have their way, like the porn industry. They want free speech, they call it, to violate God's moral law. Number 7, Exodus 20. We don't have a right to violate that law. But what they do is they go ahead and say it's legal, and then the next thing you do is you see the government set up bureaucracies and organizations to actually create criminals. What am I talking about? Well, today on Sons of Liberty Media, FBI engaged, listen carefully, this is the FBI, friends. The FBI is engaged in setting up innocent people. They're engaged in criminally operating 23 child porn sites so they could arrest those using them. Be very careful with what you get in your emails before you open them, friends, because you have your federal governments attempting to go ahead and incriminate people that might open something like that accidentally or blatantly. Now, if they're pedophiles, oh my goodness, I'll be the first one there to pull the hammer here. Let me say it that way. 20, I'm sorry, we're on number 29. So in other words, going back to shut down parts of the internet, of course, that which is not lawful, of course. No question about it. Number 29 of the 76 promises given by Donald Trump, bring back waterboarding. Number 30, leave troops in Afghanistan because it's such a mess. Friends, since when is it our job to police the world? It's not. If they're a threat to us, that's a different story. But we don't have any business in unconstitutional wars. What we do, friends, is we take our sons and our daughters and you allow your representatives to send them to unconstitutional wars. They come back without their lives, and then you wonder what's going on. You failed to take responsibility when you allowed Congress to illegally send them in the first place. Come on, think. 31 of the 76 promises given to you by Donald Trump. Find out clause in the Iran deal. Hey, folks, there is no, I don't care, there's no clause. You don't fund terrorists. You don't fund those that mean to destroy your country. Well, that's what Barack Hussein Obama did with Iranians. And, of course, how couldn't it be so when you have Uma Bedden, an aide to none other than Hillary Clinton, and you have Valerie Durrett, who is Iranian friends. And of course that was an inside deal, but they made you pay for it, right? They want to go ahead and build up their military to destroy the America that we know it. And again, I didn't say it. Barack, the foreign agent, is the one that said he wanted to fundamentally transform America. How about indebting them, right? And by the way, I'm highlighting 76 promises of Donald Trump that said he was going to go ahead and seek the counsel of the worst president in the United States of America, and the American people are mad at me for telling them the truth. You don't shoot the messenger, America. And I could really care less if anybody's mad at me. It's the truth. And people, you know it's the truth. And if you don't want the truth that's going to make you free, then go ahead and stay where you're at. The wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. And there's condemnation with that. Folks, I got to 32. I promise I will never be in a bicycle race. Refuse to call Iran's leaders by his preferred title. Negotiate the release of all U.S. prisoners held in Iran before taking office. Opposing the killing of journalists. You think so, Donald? I mean, is there any real substantive narrative or questions that are brought to these people but a bunch of worshipers that go to the Donald Trump meetings or Hillary Clinton meetings or Obama's? I mean, folks, what are the people that love him? Are they the only ones allowed in to actually ask him questions? Because it's ridiculous. Oppose the killing of journalists? Of course. Number 36, find great generals. Of course, drop the dirty, rotten traitor, Bull Bergdahl, out of airplane into desolate Afghanistan without a parachute. Fire the corrupt. I mean, some of it's funny. And by the way, I agree with a lot of what he's saying here, right? Fire the corrupt and incompetent leaders of the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Well, who appointed them, Donald? Barack did. Going on, number 39, invest more heavily into programs that help military veterans transition back to civilian life. Hey, by the way, I want to give you one more point, and I'm going to give it over to Stephanie. I got to 40. Go to 76 promises of Donald Trump, and it'll pull up, okay? But I want you to also keep in mind, he didn't call for the prosecution of Hillary Clinton alone. He also said he would do the same thing to the guy that he's calling a very, very good man right now. So again, America, I'm telling you all across the board, you better hold those that represent we the people in check, starting with your king, all of you Trumpites, and shame on you if he becomes before your God.
And you know men by their fruits, so it is such a good example. You cannot put your trust in any man. Your only trust can be put in God. We have no king but King Jesus. And for those of you listening, I know there's many out there that say, everyone in America needs to hear this message, so please support us. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Become a son or daughter of liberty. Support our work financially on a monthly basis because we cannot do what we do without your support. Thank you so much.
Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We will talk to you soon. See ya!
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores. I love to eat. Yum!